Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Creatively Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Luana Helena. Thank you for listening to episode 135, brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners two free audiobooks with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/creativelyspeaking and browse their unmatched selection of audio programs. Download your titles free and start listening. It's that easy. Again, just go to audibletrial.com/creativelyspeaking. And today's Creatively Speaking Radio guest is Jodi Tompros. She is the CEO and founder of Mindfulness Painting Experience, creating art from the soul. Mindfulness painting, in case you don't know, is an intuitive practice where the process of creating is more important than the painting product. So, to learn more about Jodi and her work, please visit mindfulnesspainting.com, and that link is live here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook event for today. You can just click on it and go straight to her page to learn more. And, of course, for more information, stay with us here at Creatively Speaking as we get right into today's interview. So, if you're just tuning in, joining us, once again, welcome and thank you for listening. I am Luana Helena, host of Creatively Speaking, and today our guest is Jodi Tompros, CEO and founder of Mindfulness Painting Experience, creating art from the soul. Welcome to Creatively Speaking, Jodi. It's such a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. And I am intrigued by this topic of mindfulness painting. In our history of Creatively Speaking, you are only our second guest to talk to us about intuitive art. So definitely looking forward to hearing more about this. But before we get started, I do want to get everyone on the same page. So I love asking our guests right from the top of the show, what do you create and how long have you been creating?
So I've been doing creative intuitive painting since for 14 years, and I have been teaching facilitating for 4 years, and you know it's just and so it's you paint a picture, but it's not a picture; it's a journey. You know, it's being in the moment and allowing your energy from your body and your hand to just move the brush. And so you reach parts of yourself. It's the unconscious part. And you see what shows up.
Wow. That is definitely interesting, because for someone like me who, you know, I don't consider myself much of a visual artist. definitely the painter, graphics designer, that person. But I feel like I would be so concerned about, oh my gosh, how is this going to look? You know, how do you kind of separate yourself from that type of anxiety of, you know, stressing over the end product? What is that creative process like? Is there something you have to do beforehand before you start your process of creating art?
Well, it's, you know, you don't have to have any artistic ability. And it just takes practice, and it's a mindset. It is an incredible, it teaches you resilience. It teaches you authenticity, because you go into that like creative zone, and you just put paint on paper, and it's not about the painting. It's not about judging yourself. In fact, in a class, my job is to make the space as safe as possible. And so I ask people not to comment on each other's paintings. We don't talk about anybody's painting while we're in class, and we don't interpret it. We don't look for meaning. And there's no, it's not a product. It's the journey. It's the intuitive relationship with yourself. You know, it's like accessing the part of you that's not your mind. It's, you know, it's your feelings. It's your senses, your perceptions. It's really, it's your own truth.
Oh, cool.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes, that definitely makes sense. So instead of when we look at art, we're like, okay, I'm going to create a product, you know, or a painting or a drawing. You're really, the process or the journey, like you said, is what's being created. You're creating an experience that it takes to get, you know, the paint on the...
Exactly.
Right.
It's
okay.
An experience. And when, have you ever, like somebody said, okay, I want you to... design this room, or, you know, like you could do anything you want. You can pick any colors you want. You can do anything you want. And your first reaction will be like, but I don't know what to do, you know? And that's a big part of when you start, you don't know, you know, and, you know, it's sort of like life, you know, we don't know what transitions, you know, where we're going to be headed. We make plans, but we don't know. Well, that's what happens with this too. And then there's a listening. You have to go deeper. Like most people have an inner critic, and you have to go below the inner critic to that listening place that's much kinder and wiser. So you have to learn to go to that listening place. You respect every mark you put on the paper. It's, you know, we don't cross anything out. We don't try to change it. Add to it, but no, there are no mistakes. Exactly.
Wow.
And it's about following the energy. You know, it's like, for me, it's my passion. So I just, you know, it's sort of like, okay, so what's going to show up? And then once some gling, you just follow the path, so to speak.
Oh, cool. And in all the years of doing this, you said you had 14 years of kind of practicing on your own and 4 years of teaching. Throughout it all, do you have any favorite story or experience or example you'd like to share with us? Just anything that's interesting, inspiring, or even just weird or funny that you'd like to share?
Well, sure. I was in a class for the 14 years and with a teacher, but during like maybe the 5 years ago, I said to my teacher, I want to experience other teachers just to see what's different. And so she found, there was a teacher that she had been to, her name was Barbara Kaufman, and she was in California in San Francisco. And so they had a week-long training. So I decided that I wanted to go to it. And I was not really sure how I accessed my creativity. So she came up to me and she said, what's the matter? What's going on? And I said, well, I'm just not sure how to start today for some reason. And she said, well, do you see anything in your mind's eye? And I said, yeah, I see a shark. And she looked at me with big eyes and goes, does it have teeth? And I was like, yeah, you know, like, but I was so startled by it. And I said, but I don't know how to paint. I don't know if I'll paint a shark. It, you know, she goes, just paint the teeth, you know, make them as big as you want. And I really got the message, it doesn't matter what I paint. You know, it doesn't matter which part of the, you know, it's like, just make this as big or as little or as off color or, you know, whatever shows up. So that was, you know, that's my story. That I love that story because it really was a launching pad for me to then really explode in my painting and change the way I painted and then decide that I wanted to teach.
Wow. That is a great story. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. What I get from it is that, you know, with this practice, there is no judgment. You know, you kind of, we're so used to being critiqued, and if no one else is around, we'll do it ourselves and probably to the worst extent sometimes. So we get a chance here, it seems, to just kind of release judgment. If you just drew a big shark tooth, you know, it would have been the process of you drawing it or painting it that mattered more than, oh, it doesn't look like, you know, Jaws or you know, something perfect.
You really understand, that's absolutely true.
It's getting really clear to me as we speak more, and I hope our audience is kind of getting a grasp on the concept here, because it sounds like it can help in so many different areas outside of art. Like once you have this release, you know, kind of in this area with painting and art, then you can go on and access your creativity, as you said, in other areas as well.
Yes, and it translates into other areas, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because, you know, when you're painting with a brush, it's like massaging your whole body, you know, like it's a kinesthetic experience. You know, I tell people to leave their head at the door and then just allow your whole body to just take it in and be one with it. You know, you just allow it all to just, you know, be in sort of that zone of safety and creativity. And it's like, you know, it's like spirit is painting as opposed to me.
Right. It becomes even a more spiritual experience than the physical movement
of the brush. Yes, it is very much for me.
The mental thought process of what will I paint, you kind of put those aside as much as we can.
Yes.
And it just seems like something that would bring clarity maybe to someone, among other things, I'm sure. But ideally, what would you like someone to take away from you, from working with you, whether they come to a class that you're doing virtually now or in person once we're able to go back to those settings, what would be the ideal takeaway for someone, one of your students in your classes, do you think?
It's a journey, but it's a journey to freedom. You feel so free by letting go and by taking those risks. And it allows you to be authentic. It allows you to be in the energy. It's a relationship with yourself. And there is clarity. And in some ways, it's like birthing a new part of yourself. I had an experience where, you know, I don't know how controversial this will be, but... I had an experience where I really got in touch with, I just read the book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. I had read this book, and all of a sudden, and so the author talked about being a black man, scared, just the color of his skin scares people.
Right.
And so I started doing a painting, and then all of a sudden I started drawing, and it took me, I was in a workshop for 3 days. So, you know, it was a 14-hour painting, but about halfway I started to paint this man, and then I made him black, and I made his hands really big. And I was thinking, and I really got it sort of as a, inside, you know, the, not that I know, because I'm Caucasian, but I have no idea what it's like, but it was an inkling of what it might be like. And then I wanted to find a resolution to it, you know, like how can, how can people of color be in the world and have hope, because it has been, it's been so hard. And so you know, it works itself out in so many ways. I got some clarity. I got a new sort of edge to my thinking. You know, you just, my whole body took it in, and you know, it brings you to the present moment, and it makes you it makes things relevant in your life today, because it's not what you think or what somebody else said or what was in the past or what's in the future. It's right now in the moment.
Wow.
So
it definitely helps you process. Yeah. No, it sounds like it helps you, you know, could be thoughts, or you, as you said, you had just finished reading a book. And, you know, myself being an avid reader as well, once I close the book, that's not the end of it. I'm still pulling back quotes, and I remember, oh, yeah, he said this. Or even if it's a fictional account, I'll picture a scene and laugh about it again, like weeks after I'm finished with the book itself. So this also sounds like an avenue not just to gain clarity, as we said in the beginning, but to kind of process things that we're doing. And you say, you know, keep it relevant with what's going on. So we take our lives, I guess, into a mindfulness painting session, and we kind of process it. It comes through on the canvas. So it's another outlet, you know, when we can't have maybe a conversation with a friend about racism or something that's going on currently. This just seems like another great and healthy avenue or an outlet to this kind of process.
And it gives
so many thoughts.
Being on the being on the painting, when you're painting, you're accessing ideas and concepts and things that you didn't have words for before. So it gives you, it brings your, it makes you more conscious, brings things into consciousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That
I love
a
it.
Great takeaway. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we gain clarity, we gain more consciousness, being able to see things, you know, in a different perspective than maybe when we first started. And I do want to ask you for some advice for our listeners, whether it would be like from a teacher perspective to a student. How would you advise a student to be really successful, you know, and really gain the most from a mindfulness painting or an intuitive art experience? And then also a little advice for someone who is like you, and maybe they want to take on this role of guiding people and facilitating, you know, classes themselves. How would you advise either or both of these groups of people to really find success and a purpose in what they're doing?
Well, I think that finding your passion, and if this is really if you feel like you're not an artist and you need something creative, I would suggest trying this, and then once you get passionate about it, just let your passion be first and just keep painting. And I always tell people, it's like when you go to the gym the first time, you don't walk out with solid rock abs. So painting, you have to keep practicing, you have to keep doing it, and in that you keep discovering. And so if somebody wanted to try painting, I'd say follow the energy, you know, work on your intuition. And if somebody wanted to become a facilitator, I have really enjoyed the work of Stuart Cubley. He and his partner at the time, Michelle Casseau, they wrote a book, Life, Paint, and Passion. And if you're an intuitive person and you don't think that you have artistic ability, and if you are an artist, it's great for that too, because it helps you. You access creativity in a way that you haven't done before. You know, you're not doing it from what you know. You're doing it from what you don't know. So Stuart has classes all over the country and out of the country. And and he also has a facilitator training, which is excellent. Mm-hmm. And so I would recommend, you know, getting that training too.
Okay. So thank you. That is great advice for people at different levels just wanting to get into this as a student. Just follow that energy, as you said, and your own intuition. And then once you've, you know, gained an interest in helping other people do the same thing, then seek out the right training for it. And I love what you said.
Yes.
It's not drawing from what you know. It's drawing from what you don't know. Because I guess for many artists, they'll come to a canvas with an idea, like, let me draw a waterscape today, or let me do a portrait, or, you know, there's a model or a bowl of fruit or something sitting there, and they know
what they're doing today.
But now it's like, okay, I don't know until the brush hits the canvas, like what this is.
Exactly.
Wow. So it is definitely.
And we don't worry
different.
About composition. We don't worry about placement. We don't worry that an orange has to be orange. It's just whatever paint calls you, you know, it's really letting the paint call you. If I haven't painted in a while, and I'll go into the studio and it's like I see my friends. The paints are my friends.
Yes. You're happy to be reunited again and see what unfolds this time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thanks so much for sharing that advice with us. And I do want to ask you, as we get ready to close, we still have some time, though, what are you working on? Are there any projects ongoing, upcoming, new projects that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I have classes ongoing on Friday and Saturdays. And I am going to be – I'm very excited about some things that I'm doing I've been hearing from schools, like I'm doing a summer program with the University of Illinois and I'm going to be online teaching a group of kids, students who go to, they're high school students and they're practicing, you know, getting exposure to topics that they may not have had before, and so I'm doing two classes for them. And then there's a charter school, Newark, it's the Roseville Charter Community School in New Jersey, and I'm going to be training one of their teachers, their art teacher, and she's going to then expose the kids to it. And these are first through fourth grade, and they're doing this whole mindfulness series there. And so the whole year, it's all built around teaching children mindfulness and how to regulate their emotions and be creative. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a yoga teacher there. I mean, it's really fascinating to me how, you know, and seeing how just how things have unfolded for me. You know, I do classes, I do individuals. I am looking to work with some corporations. But if anybody's interested in classes, if they just go to my website, my telephone number is there, my you know, my email, anything, you know, I would love to be able to work with people because I can do it remotely now.
Yes. Yes, that's one of the, I guess you could call it a benefit of what we've been through the past 3 months, is that we've become creative in how to continue to work and share and connect through different avenues. But that is so great to hear that you are working with students. You do your own classes Friday and Saturday, as you mentioned, but then also that University of Illinois group of high school students and also elementary students through that charter school working with their teacher. It's so great to hear that more people are starting to learn about this process, you know, that I first heard of in my 40s now, but that kids have that tool, you know, from early on to kind of go to and, you know, beyond just maybe what we did in high school, like doodled on a paper kind of mindlessly.
Right.
But now to kind of translate it mindfully, creating, you know, this journey, as you mentioned, or this experience to process and just kind of even relax or whatever their particular need is. So great to hear that you're working with educators and universities and so on. And so as you mentioned, audience, if you just go to mindfulnesspainting.com, you can get all the specifics of Jody's classes. As she mentioned, she teaches Fridays and Saturdays. And if any of that changes, it will be updated on the website. Her phone number is there as well if you want to get in touch with her. And if you're not in her direct area, we have the virtual platform now where she can teach you wherever you are. So definitely great to hear that. And would that be the best place to connect with you, mindfulnesspainting.com?
Yes, it would. Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, we have a few
this
minutes
has been
left.
A pleasure.
And I do want to give you an opportunity. If there's any last thing you'd like to say to our audience that maybe we didn't get to talk about in our interview here, our time together, I'll give you the last word before I close. Anything you'd like to share with us?
You know, to me, this has been to do painting is sort of revolutionary in terms
mm-hmm.
of my evolution. And it's, you know, it just has me so excited and passionate about life when I paint. And I really have this want to expose as many people as I can to it. And it's just, you know, it's like meditation with a brush. It's like getting out on the dance floor and you don't plan what you're doing. You just move. Well,
yes.
You know, painting is similar to that. And, you know, I'm so excited about it. I just wish that I could, you know, anybody who has an inkling of an interest to have them call
mm-hmm.
me. We'll work out something.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much. Yes, I love that comparison to meditation with a brush, as well as that dance floor. We don't have our choreographed moves.
Right.
You know, when we head to the dance floor, it's just, oh, I love this song, and we get out there, you know.
And
so,
just move. Yeah, you just move.
Yes. So, yes, listeners, if you have even an inkling of an interest, as Jody said, in looking into this area of mindfulness painting and intuitive art, then definitely reach out to her at mindfulnesspainting.com. And also feel free to reach out to us here at Creatively Speaking, and we will point you in that direction as well. So that's all our time for today. Thank you so much to our guest, Jody Tompros. It's been a pleasure creatively speaking with you, Jody.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And of course, thanks to you, our Creatively Speaking audience, for listening. And again, remember, for you listeners of Creatively Speaking Radio, Audible is offering you 2 free audiobooks with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/creativelyspeaking and browse the unmatched selection of their audio programs. Download your titles for free and start listening. It's that easy. Again, it's audibletrial.com/creativelyspeaking. Thanks again for joining us, everyone. Be sure to tune in next Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. Pacific time for a new show featuring Jamel Crothers. And as always, I pray that you all have a very, very creative day. Peace.